Good morning, you're listening to FordDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at the Fuse meeting in Orlando, and I'm with John Finch, the CEO of the Legacy Group, and also the president of Fuse. John, how you doing?
Very well, Kemp. Thanks for having me.
When did you join Fuse?
Fuse, I joined 2013, which I think that was San Diego, was actually my first Fuse conference.
Uh-huh. Okay, I remember meeting you then, and I was real impressed because since then I've done a focus on leadership on you, a best practices on your business. Let's start out with a quick background. Legacy in Seattle, when we did a best practices, you were telling me it was about $32 million in revenue, so it's a fast-growing company. You started out your career as a firefighter, then you got into waste hauling, and then you and a partner decided to get into furniture and flooring dealership, and that was the beginning of Legacy Group, right?
That's correct. As a matter of fact, this year is our 25th anniversary, so we just had a retreat in the Sales Lodge in Washington to celebrate our 25 years.
It's been that long. So how's business?
Business is solid. You know, what we're doing is continuing to build the bench, if you will, to ensure that we're hitting our next goals. We're focused on just north of $40 million this year. It'll be $50 million in about 3 years, and we have $77.7 million within 10 years.
How do you do that?
Well, a lot of it's investing in teams and investing in the sales folks, because we're not, a lot of traditional flooring contractors use project managers and or estimators to field quote unquote sales calls, but we're proactively calling on end users, specifying product, both on our, we have the furniture side and our flooring side.
Yeah. So that revenue number is not flooring, I mean it's combined, right?
It's combined, yeah, and it's typically about 80-20 right now. 80% flooring, 20% furniture.
Oh, that is. Yeah. I was going to think the other way.
Okay. Yeah, we had 1 year that was 50-50. It was pretty solid. But because the flooring side's grown quite a bit more, it's now about 80-20.
You talk about a metaphor in your company around this canoe. Tell my listeners about that.
Well, Legacy Group, we see ourselves as a canoe, you know, the vessel. And all the folks inside are all the associates or paddlers. So one thing is we all have a right to be happy as we're paddling. So we want people to speak up in their paddling. Don't want them to splash other paddlers while they're paddling as well. So also management and ownership, we all have a right to be happy too. So if we have something of concern, we're going to let the paddler know. If the paddler's not happy, we're not happy, we're going to pull over the canoe and wish you well. But at the end of the day, we're working together and paddling in the canoe. Sometimes if a side paddles harder, it's going to start turning. You want to be able to continue to go straight, because the waterway is the marketplace, the currents are competition.
Another thing, like I said, the listener's going to hear you talk and know you're all buttoned up. You're part of this group, it's a CEO coaching mentoring group called Vestige, right?
Vestige, yeah. I had been to Vestige. I just departed there about a year and a half ago. My Vestige chair passed away and it kind of changed the dynamic. So we started our own Vestige group. We call it the Vestige Degenerates, you know, kind of in a funny way, but it's a bunch of very talented CEOs that are part of that group. And we meet now once a month, and it's fantastic, about nine of us.
What drove you to want to become president of this organization?
You know, part of it is I like advocacy. I like hearing from the people, just like our own associates. I want to promote the ideals and where people want to go, and I want to be able to hear the members of Fuse and be able to promote where they want to go with the organization.
Did you talk to the folks in the boat to make sure that maybe your oar might not be as deep in the water if you were doing this?
Yeah, we've had conversations around that, but at the end of the day, I'm just going to work harder and just make sure I don't lose any steam, because I want to definitely carry my weight and paddle as hard as everybody else.
I don't doubt that a bit. So Mark Hutto steps over as an advisory role, and yes. he did it for how many years?
See, Mark was president of Fuse for 3 years, I think it was, and then I had a request to make him special advisor to the board, simply because Mark has such deep connections to the mills down south, and it's a fantastic opportunity. Him and I are really good buddies, and to have him as an advisor role for us is super helpful. He's just got a lot of industry insight.
Are you going to serve for 3 or 4 years?
It's a term is 2 years, unless it extends for any other reason. Because of COVID, we extended Mark's term, I think, another year and a half, 2 years.
I was wondering about that. All right, so what's the board focused on?
Board focus right now is kind of looking at, we just had an executive board meeting yesterday, and then we had the board meeting yesterday as well. A lot of it's focused around what are we doing in 2025, what are the initiatives. So we're going to have board meetings to kind of focusing around what our outline goals are for the year. We're still just kind of getting in, as a new board comes in, we're just kind of getting caught up to speed from the past years, kind of get some historical context, a lot of industry updates from Jeff, of course. But now the executive board and I, and then the general board, we're going to start developing our own agenda, be able to start taking the organization forward in ways that we haven't thought of yet.
So you haven't set, like, we're going to focus on installation training, or you haven't really kind of set that yet?
There's a lot of balls in the air, and yeah, there's a lot, installation training certainly part of the talk, but part of it also is getting the organization really aligned well with the manufacturers. There's a lot of change at the manufacturers, and talking about the contractual aspects and rebates and things like that. You know, Fuse isn't necessarily driven by the rebates from the member perspective, it's really about the collaboration and best practice. That's really what we're after. However, we want to make sure we're also doing good business to sustain the growth of the organization. And for example, bring on Jerry Kenny, you know, having him on, and Sandra and Reva, having that team on is super important for us to be able to continue to invest in the organization. So, you know, looking at those agreements and making sure they're solid.
Let me just tell you, that's three or four people. That's still a pretty light for 183 members.
It's very lean for 183 members, yeah.
So today, interesting day, started out with a speaker who was talking about relationships and how to, if you've got something you need to deal with, quit hitting the snooze button. That was a really good presentation. And then this afternoon, you had several key suppliers come in and talk. And it was a real shocker, I guess, to have Shernox come in and to learn that, you know, we've known for a long time that Sika had bought Shernox and that Thomas Driffel was continuing to run it. And now he's taking an advisory role and stepping away from the day-to-day, right?
Right. One thing I think we can all know about Thomas, he's a brilliant guy, super creative, an incredible marketing genius. I know his next venture is going to be quite substantial. So it'll be really interesting to see what he has going on.
And how about the fact you got a standing ovation? And it's the first standing ovation.
That was extremely special. And, you know, to see him kind of tear up. And because he is loved by the organization, because he's a good man. I've had personal conversations with good people. He's coming from a flooring contractor with his dad and working with his dad. He understands our people. And that's a huge benefit.
Let's go back to Seattle a minute. So you feel like this year's going to be, you'd already told me you've got tremendous growth goals. What do you think is going to happen as far as the economy driving business in Seattle?
You know, the economy is not going to mean a whole lot. I'll tell you, 9 times out of 10, we're not low bid. We're usually high bid and usually buy up to us. Why? Because of the service we provide, the model that we've built. You know, where we have salespeople, PMs, field PMs, office PMs, PEs, site coordinators, everybody be able to take care of the job. And it means it's a big value to general contractors, but also end users.
Is there something that Mark wasn't doing you're going to change as soon as you step in here?
Oh my gosh, there's so many things Mark has done. No, I love Mark to death. I think, different from him, he's got such a different angle where he has the connections where I'm not as connected from where he lives and works. I've got to work a lot harder to kind of get those connections going, but I'm going to do it a little bit differently. I'm a lot more outreach focused from my perspective for the members. It's just going to be a little bit different.
Because Mark had a background where he was a supplier once.
Yeah, he was a manufacturer's rep, and absolutely. So he had a really strong suit there. For me, I got to take a little different tact.
You think you're going to hang on to Jeff?
Oh, my God, yes, we're hanging on to Jeff. Yeah, Jeff does not need to be worried at this very moment.
You know, he just turned 70 this year.
He did. You know, and I cannot believe the amount of energy that guy has.
He's Woody today. He took off his shirt, and he's the Disney character of Woody, right?
Very fitting. Very fitting. Howdy, howdy, howdy. You know, this was one of those things when you see him come down. I was like, that couldn't have been more fitting.
All right, John, it's great to catch up with you. Congratulations on your role as president of this organization. Again, been talking to John Finch, president of the Fused Commercial Flooring Alliance and also the CEO of the Legacy Group. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.